And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and what I've done is I've asked Larry and Lenora to come back onto the show. Now, you've heard them before. As a matter of fact, I've interviewed them multiple times, and the reason I keep bringing them back is, well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, they're just fun. They're fun people. When you get to hear their voice, if you've listened to the show for any given time, you'll recognize their voices and you'll remember that they're just great people. They are just great people who enjoy life. They had a retirement problem at one time. As a matter of fact, Lenora told Larry that he would probably never be able to retire due to the ever-increasing expenses for travel based on his scuba diving addiction. Yes, I use the word addiction because, well, when you find out about Larry's addiction, you're going to find out the guy has scuba dived all over the world. As a matter of fact, the first time that I interviewed him for this radio show, I think we spent most of our time talking about scuba diving, and poor Lenora was like, when are we going to ever talk about real estate? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and change that today. I'm going to try and talk more about the real estate, less about the scuba diving, although, you know, it just might come up. Because here's the thing that I have in common with Larry. I love scuba diving. It is one of my passions. It's one of the things that I enjoy doing in retirement. It's one of the things that Larry enjoys doing too. As a matter of fact, he's what I would call a professional scuba diver. He's an instructor. He's a guy that would teach a guy like me how not to kill myself when I go under the water. Very important skill set to learn, and he's one of those guys that could patiently talk me through the process. Now, Larry didn't teach me how to scuba dive, but one of the things I've got on my bucket list, and I don't know if it's going to happen, is that maybe there'll be an opportunity in the future where I'll be able to go on a scuba diving trip and Larry will be there too. And we can scuba dive together. We can hang out. We have a good time. We could talk about real estate. And more importantly, we could see the underworld under the ocean and all the beauty that exists there, because I will tell you, it is a completely different world when you sink below the ocean's surface. All right, enough of the intro. What I need to do now is I need to bring Larry and Lenora onto the show. I need you to recognize their voices. And more importantly, I need you to hear their story, because what they're going to do is they're going to share with you some wisdom that you're not going to get from anywhere else. Larry, Lenora, welcome back. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastically well.
Did I get the backstory correct?
Yes. I'll mention about the scuba diving is that I really wanted to go into space, be going to outer space. And scuba diving is the closest thing I have found to that. You go underwater, you become weightless, you swim around, you see strange alien creatures. You know, it's just fantastic.
You know, Elon Musk has got something going right now where you might be able to accomplish that goal. Is that something on your bucket list?
No, not yet. He still has a long way to go.
Are you worried you might go up and not come back?
No, I'm never worried about that. In fact, if you wanted to blast me off and just point outwards, it'd be great.
He doesn't care if he comes back. I care if he comes back.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, so you'd go to the go with me, but I haven't talked her into that yet.
Ah, I see. So you would go to the space station and hang out. I mean, you'd be okay if you went up for like 8 days and it turned into 8 months. You'd be fine with that.
Oh, that'd be great.
He said, so now you've got nice. He wants to be shot into space. I told him if I could make it happen, I would. I will.
Spoken like a true loving wife. I love you guys.
At one point in the downturn of the oil industry, I went to work at NASA, and I got to work on the development of the space station.
And oh, did
since
you?
Then, yeah. And since then, there have been some simulations that they've set up, and I've gone on simulations of the ISS and walked through it and stuff. So I've got kind of a close experience of it.
But you want to get there, though. I mean, trust me, yeah. I know in your heart you want to get there. So, I mean, if they made it safe, Would you go?
Oh, absolutely.
Is money any concern? I mean, are you worried about it being like maybe a $10,000 or $100,000 price ticket? I mean, is that a problem for you?
Well, that much wouldn't matter, but the price tickets right now are in the hundreds of thousands.
Before Lifestyles Unlimited, was space travel a real viable option for you guys? Or were you doing like everybody else is doing, just trying to make ends meet?
No, we both had good livings, but it wasn't anywhere close to having enough money to go into space.
How about retire? Was there enough money to retire from those jobs?
No. In fact, that's one of the things I've always mentioned is that Lenora had already retired when I met her. And I once told her that I could never retire because I couldn't pay for my scuba diving trips to get more and more expensive every year. And I wanted to continue diving. So I didn't see how I could ever retire. Well, she decided I was wrong and she was going to get me retired.
All right, Lenora, spill the beans. What's going on in your head?
It's that when I was 49, my then-husband died of a rare blood cancer. And the both of us had worked very diligently. We had high-stress jobs. I was in IT, and I did consulting primarily on Oracle software, accounting softwares. And my then-husband was an electrical and instrumentation engineer in the oil industry. And he would be out of town sometimes for months, or he would be in town and I would be out of town for months, or he would be overseas on an installation project, or he'd be in the construction yard, or I'd be in California for an implementation. And there weren't very many times when we were each at home at the same time for any length of time. In fact, one of our neighbors at the time so, hey, when are you two going to get married? You know, you just like ships passing in the wind. So we had saved, and actually he had retired and had gone back to work with a contract and developed this disease. And within 2 years, he had died. And there we were left with our retirement funds, and he wasn't with me anymore. So I retired, and when I met Larry, I was determined that we were going to have many years together with no financial worries. So while he worked as W-2, you know, I'd run errands, keep the house. And while I was out in the car, I'd listen to talk radio. And I happened to catch a Lifestyles broadcast about single-family homes. And I listened to it, and I thought, you know what? I could do that by myself while Larry continues to work, until we build up enough income to replace his income, and then he could retire and we could both work on this and just continue to build our income that way. And so, of course, the broadcast announced a meeting that you could come to, an intro meeting, and I asked Larry to come to me with that because Larry truly is the largest skeptic I have ever met. He's from Missouri, really. And he does have to see it to believe it, even with me. So he said, yes, he would go. He would attend it with me, and he would, you know, show me where the scam was.
Well, I love that, Larry.
Yeah, he was protecting me. So we go to the meeting, and lo and behold, at the end, we signed up for the two-day. And at the two-day, We bought into the preferred investor group. I was shocked. So,
I mean, you were just going there to get information, right?
I was, yes. But he said, hey, let's do this.
All right, Larry, what's up? I mean, your scam radar is going off, and you let her not only join the organization, you let her sign up for the preferred investor group. How did that happen?
Well, like I said, I went there to look and see where the scam was, you know, because I had tried real estate myself on my own, but, you know, obviously I didn't know what I was doing and it didn't work. And so I thought, you know, somebody trying to sell us something. And when we went to the meeting, the first was the way just Dale presents himself and the way he talks. He didn't come across as somebody that was trying to sell a scam. So for once, I actually listened to what he had to say. And in the two-day, when he explained about leverage, That was my light bulb moment. Both Lenore and I have business degrees. But even at that point, I did not understand the difference between commercial debt and personal debt. I thought all debt was bad, and you don't want to do it. You want to not be in debt. When he explained about leverage and about commercial debt, now you could use it to your advantage to make more money than you could without it. I finally started seeing, well, this could actually work. And the way they presented it, you know, they weren't trying to sell us a real estate deal. They were teaching us and mentoring us. And so to me, that sounded like a good idea. At least we would learn something, you know. So we went ahead and joined.
We didn't even have any books to buy. So.
Yeah, that's the neat thing. Yeah, it's you don't have to go buy like $500 worth of textbooks that you're never going to read because basically it's taught kind of like it's almost like the instructor Dell or David or whoever's providing the training. It's almost like they're talking directly to you, even though there's a lot of people in the class. It's really like one-on-one training, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Plus, on the second day of the all-day class, we had the good fortune to sit next to Dell at lunch and ask if it'd be okay if we talked with him about our personal financial situation. We did, and at the time, we had three houses. Larry had one that he'd lived in, I had one that I'd lived in, and we bought a third one to live in together, and we were deciding what to do with the other two. We thought we'd rent them, and Dell, when we told him about our additional resources, he says, no, sell those houses, go straight to multifamily. And that's what we did. So initially, we listened to Dell and we did what Dell told us to do. So
amazing.
As we started investing, we pulled on savings that initially were not in IRAs. And then we began, as investments came up and we needed additional funds, we'd pull out that amount for that investment from our IRAs. And we probably deployed our funds over the first 2 years. And we were fully deployed by then. And then we paid taxes in that third year from the second year withdrawals on the IRAs. And since then, I think there's been 1 year that we had to pay income taxes because we did not have enough accrued depreciation to offset all the sales. 1 year, we had 8 apartment deals sell. So we did not have enough accrued depreciation to cover all those recapture gains.
Sounds like a rich person's problem.
Doesn't it? I know.
It does.
I feel rich, you know, but I feel very secure in our financial situation.
As you should. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about real estate, even though we were talking about education, which is the starting block. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Larry and Lenora, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by getting inside their heads. We're understanding what they have accomplished as real estate investors. Now, let me set the stage for you because there's some data that I haven't shared with you yet that will complete the picture with regards to who these people are as real estate investors. First of all, they've invested in a total of 64 different apartment communities. 42 of those are currently active. That means the rest have gone full cycle. What does that mean to you as a novice real estate investor? It means that they found a path where they could repurpose their money from where it was sitting, where it was giving them mediocre returns, and they were able to put it into real estate where they got much better rates of return. Larry, Lenora, am I onto something? Is that what you guys did?
That's exactly what we did. Out of our, about first six deals, our third one returned 177%, and we still own it, and it's still doing distributions. The fifth deal has returned 245%. We're still partners in it. This year, they're making distributions at a 16% annualized rate, and it has refinanced twice, and they're looking at refinancing possibly again next year, depending on interest rates. Let's see, the next one, right, that was our sixth deal we did in 2015. It has returned 212%. We are still active in that deal, and it is also making distributions at about 6% right now. And we've got a deal we did in 2016 that returned 245%, one that returned 104%. And of course, those are the stars. But most of our earlier deals have sold. And so we're moving into the last, 3 or 4 years. And of course, that includes a period of COVID. And during that time, probably 2/3 of our properties stopped paying distributions because they just didn't know what was happening. Insurance rates were going up. Property tax rates were going up. People couldn't pay their rent. And so they were hoarding cash. They were building a war chest. But the 1/3 that were continuing to pay, they paid at a reduced amount, but they still more than covered our expenses. So we were good through that period. A couple of them have managed to refinance out of variable rate interest loans without cash calls, which has been pretty amazing. And we have a few, 2 to 4 that are still struggling, but haven't given up the ghost yet. So, and of course, in the past, last year, we invested in 6, and three of those are making distributions right now, and 2 more are due to come on probably the second quarter. So, and we are going from, our initial leads, their goal was to earn enough to retire, and many of them have retired. So we're now looking for younger aspiring leads or leads that have done 1 or 2 deals. And in discussions with them, they're not going to retire immediately. This is their family business. They've got young children. They will continue to build, and they hope to make it a legacy business where the children come into the business and carry on as well.
So it kind of sounds like to me you're investing more in the lead investor, in other words, the person that's doing all the heavy lifting in the deal, as opposed to the property. The property is important, but I think you're putting a little more emphasis on the jockey as opposed to the horse.
Yeah, the most important part is the lead. That is the one thing we look for first, is to get a good lead, because a bad lead with a good property isn't going to do any good either. A good lead with a bad property isn't going to do any good. So you got to find a good lead and then look at the good deal that they come up with.
How do you tell? I mean, is there like a hot button you can push that, or use AI that says, Al Gordon's a bad lead? how do you figure this out?
Well, it is somewhat of a problem. We first look at the lead himself and look for things that they have experience with, like if they have any experience with finances or understanding numbers, or if they have other people, or if they come from a family that have taught them financing. All those things are good things. And then just actually meeting them and talking to them, you get a feel about them and stuff. and you ask them about, you know, how they feel about their investment. Like, the ones that are concerned about their tenants, about their passives, are more important to us than those that are just looking to themselves make more money. So, yeah, it is a problem, but you've got to evaluate all different aspects of it.
And the leads need to be concerned about their staff. They want, you want them to train their staff, you know, hands-on. You want them to send them to training classes and build up their confidence as well. Because when they buy another property, they may pull on a member of their current staff to go and help out for a period of time on the new property. So you have a much smoother transition. And one of the other things we do when it's possible is we talk to passives that have been in deals with the lead as well, to see how the reporting is. Are they current? Do they pay timely distributions? And how do they handle difficult situations when they come up? Do they address maintenance in a timely manner? And what is, you know, you can look at the turnover rate. And if they're taking over, say, a C property, you know, there's going to be probably quite a bit of initial turnover. But after a year, 14 months, they should have worked their way through those leases and have a steady tenant base.
So you're doing all the research on the individuals, and you're giving them effectively a go or a no-go rating. If they achieve a go rating, how do you connect with them? What do you do?
Well, to even learn about a deal, we've connected with them on Podium. And if we haven't spoken with them, we try to do that. If they're from the Houston area, we try to meet them in person. So it's a feel good and the numbers are right. We met a young female lead from New York. She's looking for her first deal. We met a passive investor from New Jersey, and we met another lead from Texas, but outside of the Houston area. And while I was just sitting in the lobby, a man asked if he could sit down beside me. He said, of course. And we got to chatting, and it turns out he is of Egyptian ethnicity and was able to immigrate to the United States. He now has his U.S. citizenship, and he's been here for decades now. He has two older children that were born here, and he's just getting started in lifestyles. And so we spent probably an hour and a half there chatting. And last year, Larry met a man that's Larry's age. He's from Ohio, and he always made sure to walk back and forth to the convention center with Larry because he wanted to chat with him. And then over the past few months, he calls Larry every couple of months, and they talk about real estate and life. Part of what was really exciting this year for us, we have a young friend from Oklahoma. He's 35, and he does single-family homes, but he flips them, and he over-renovates them. And we've talked to them about this, and we said, you need to do less, and you need to hold these and rent them. He says, yeah, I probably should. But he was able to, Dale, at one case study, was handing out greatly reduced membership cards to those who wanted to share them. And Larry took a couple and sent one to, his name's Kelby, to Kelby. And he joined, and he drove to Dallas for the 2-day. And he listens to the case studies live via broadcast. And he came, and of course, he followed a different track than we did because he's single family. But it really struck me at the center of my heart when he was walking with us over to Dale's keynote address, and we were chatting. He said, you know, I have found my people. Yeah. And he said there was a woman that, you know, wants to take him under her wing, said, you call me anytime. I will help you walk through any decision you need to make. I'm, you know, if you're looking for something and you can't find it or you don't know what to do, you call me. And he was at lunch by himself one day, and there's another table of LU people close by, and they saw him. They said, hey, come over here, you know, sit with us. He was just overcome with the openness and friendliness of LU people. And, you know, that's what a big part of what it's all about.
Yeah. And since then, his dad has also joined. And at one of the classes he was in, the person teaching the class has offered to be a mentor to him. So the networking really worked out good for him.
I think that's like a love story. You basically told a love story, right?
Right.
I mean, you
the
see
love,
it, right?
Love of the LU family, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you took an outsider, you loved on him a little bit, told him he was doing it the wrong way, helped him understand what the right way looks like, and now the guy gets it. He's part of our clique. He totally is informed. So what's he doing with that? Is he buying and holding instead of buying and flipping?
Well, he's just gone back. So we haven't had an update. It's been a week. We haven't had an update yet. He does have a W-2 job, but
okay.
He always did this on the side.
But just before the expo, he came across the house to buy. And he was talking about now this time, instead of flipping it, he's going to rent it out. He's thinking along those ideas and stuff. And like I said, this woman that he met had already invested in, like, I forget, 13 houses or something. And she's offered to help him on this house that he's got getting. The deal, it was in Oklahoma, and the person that was selling it was like $50,000 for the house. But there was a lot of plumbing problems in it and sewer problems. But the house itself had a good roof, had new air conditioning. And somebody else offered him $45,000 for the house. And when they went in to do the closing, they found out all the piping was missing under the sink. So they backed out. So he knew the real estate agent, and she called him and says, I think you could probably get the house for $35,000. So he's going to do that.
So he did.
Interesting.
That. He bought it.
Yeah.
He did buy it.
He did.
Right.
Do we know what it's worth all fixed up?
No, I don't. It's in Oklahoma, and I don't know much about the market up there. And it's obviously, a small house or something. But still, for one of his first deals to turn around and get going on him, he's going to really help him.
It's interesting you talk about Oklahoma, because I actually ran into a couple of people from Oklahoma that are investing there, that are investing in Tulsa. Is this guy in Tulsa or Oklahoma City? Where's he at?
He's just south of Tulsa in a little place called Henrietta.
Okay, so here's the feedback I received from other members doing what he's about ready to do. That's a pretty good market. It's like a little hidden gem where the Lifestyles Unlimited model works very well. So by helping him to become a member and helping him to see what he couldn't see with his own eyes, now that he's got vision, now that he sees what you guys see, and you've turned him loose, I think he's going to make himself a lot of money. I think he's going to retire himself pretty quickly. What do you think?
I think he is, because he is a hard, diligent worker as well. So,
interesting.
Yeah, with the guidance from this other woman that's done a few, and his own experience, I think. And the little town is about, I don't know, maybe 6,000 people, and it is in dire need of decent rental property.
And there you go. There's the problem that needs to be solved, right?
Right.
And we have the solution, do we not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, it's amazing. He's kind of family. So he's family adjacent, I should say. So
family. What does that mean, family adjacent? What does that mean?
He is an ex-grandson-in-law.
Ex-grandson-in-law. Okay, so I think I understand. So there was a breakup somewhere in the family, but that didn't affect you guys. You still love this kid.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When Dale was passing out the free membership thing, he was the first one I thought of to give to.
Yep.
And you totally changed his life.
Yeah.
I think we may have. Yes.
I know you have.
I got goosebumps when you said that.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
It's, yes, it's I got this huge smile on my face.
Well, me too. Me too. Because when I hear stories like this, this makes what I do for Lifestyles Unlimited worth everything. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get the word out about what we do. That's part of the reason you're on the show. You've got a story. Mm-hmm. I've got a story. The 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we all have a story. And all of those stories, they all tie in with having some kind of retirement problem and a solution that Lifestyles Unlimited provided us, that as long as we took action, as long as we did what we're supposed to do, we get great results. You've received great results, and you're helping somebody you love achieve great results. And I think that's really what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. What about you? What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
My son joined a few years ago, and then the market went into COVID. He joined just before COVID. So I think he's about ready to step in. Then there were some financial divisions that happened along the way, but I think he's about ready to step back in because he does see it. So.
Outstanding. Hey, Larry, Lenora, I want to thank you for being on today's show. I think you made a difference in somebody's life, and I know you made a difference in your grandson's life. And if you want to do what they're doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.